American Swami.
He calls himself Indian Swami. He doesn't like to be called American Swami. We can call it in private, not in his presence.
No, you call me anything you want. So is it question and answer time?
Yes, yes, sure.
So before lunch, you actually quoted out of, I could say out of the blue, but it's really out of the red because Divine Mother wears red. You quoted that wonderful saying from one of the Tenbaum sisters. I believe it was Bessie Tenbaum, who was related in the book The Hiding Place, where she and her sister were incarcerated in Reichenstag, in one of the worst German concentration camps during World War II. And she was trying to uplift the lady. It was a women's concentration camp, and they were being brutally treated, horribly treated. And in the midst of the horror, she kept saying, but God is here, God is with us, and God is helping us. And you actually quoted that line where she said, because the prisoners were saying, God cannot be here. This place is too dark. This pit is too black. And this Tenbaum's sister said, there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still. So
however deep it is, his hands reach. So there cannot be any pit which is beyond the reach of the Lord.
So this is a level of contact with God that really, if you can, how does one establish this conviction that in the depths of despair, God is still there?
See, the fact is, as I told from the very beginning, the first sankhana, the preparation, the prerequisites for coming into the spiritual field is faith and love. Have faith in your goal, love your goal. As if it is yourself, and actually it's yourself, then what else you are for? You want to release yourself, you want to see the source of you, where from you have come. After all, we are the energy. The body doesn't see. The body is only a door. When the energy sits in this door, it sees. When it sits in this door, it smells. When it sits in this door, it hears. When it sits in this door, it walks. It is the energy which does it. It is the divine energy. It is a living and loving energy, unlike an electricity or sound energy, which are all dead energies. What is the loving energy? What is the living energy? Your living energy is one which can respond to your love. Not only that, it can show its love even when you hate it, even when you don't love it. Its love can never be stopped. It is the wind of grace with love, which is always flowing towards all. You cannot escape it, however much you may try. So, the point is the faith. That is the, how to get the faith? Number one, yes. See, nowadays people don't like things which come through traditions. The traditions are highly necessary. See, the founder of the Advaita, who doesn't believe in a God with eyes and nose and foreheads and all that. The one who believes in a God without any attributes, without any qualities, and without any form. Such a one, he has himself told that
Adi Shankaracharya, who doesn't believe in
before
God
that,
with
before
form.
That.
Even the one who doesn't believe in God with all the heads and all that.
No, he had near it without Shankaracharya.
How to get faith? How to get that?
No, this is in between what exactly you said.
We cannot escape we cannot escape the love of God.
You cannot escape the love of God, and even He has accepted that without the grace of God, you cannot achieve the final, the state of non-duality. He said, Dhatu Prasada is the word he has used in his Vekchudamani.
Yeah.
And how to get that faith? Number one, you get that faith by going to those people who have that strong faith. You see them. He was telling me about two of my devotees. Swamiji, I cannot imagine what a faith they have got in you. About a mother and daughter. She was today at about 3 o'clock we were going for the meditation. Then she was telling me how it has come. See, it comes because the God is with it so also. Sometimes. Or you have to cultivate it by going to those people. Now, she is seeing it again and again. And she has also seen it perhaps. And they are all impressed. Oh my Lord, when will they have that faith? So you go on thinking of that faith. You will get that faith. Because you are after that faith. So pray to the Lord for faith. Lord, let me have deep faith in you. I am having half faith. Half I don't have. Unless you give me faith, how can I have faith in you? Neither my father ever taught me about faith in God. Nor my mother has taught me. So it just came perhaps by your grace. So you please give me. Give me satsang. Give me the company of such people in whose presence even 1 minute of it you can influence by their faith. And they can demonstrate. See, that's a story. There are two great saints. One is called Vishwamitra, another was called Vasishtha. The Vishwamitra one day went to the senior, that Vasishtha, and asked him, O sage, tell me, what is the benefit in going to the holy company, the company of holy men who think nothing is in the Lord, who are absolutely dependent on the Lord? Well, he said, laughed, I myself do not know. Let us go. The entire world is born on the head of one great serpent with 1,000 roots. And he said, he is divine. He is called Adishesha. And he knows everything. So we go to him. They go underneath. He is holding the entire earth on his head like Achilles. And they asked him, sir, will you please tell me what is the benefit of the satsang? He laughs. Hey, I am having such a big burden. How can I talk, man? Come on, one of you take it on your head, then I will tell you. Oh my Lord. He said, but you will have to give up half of your, all the meditation you have done, then perhaps you will be able to. Then Vishwamitra said, I give up the effect of all my meditation I have done for 10,000 years. Let this earth stand steadily on my head. He took it on his head. Within a second it began to shake so much. He said, Baba, take it back. It's going to fall. Adishesha took it back. Then he told Vasishtha, see, this man offered, I will do it. Vasishtha is keeping quiet. No ego. Then he told him, Vasishtha, why didn't you try? Sir, I will try. He said, I have been now talking to one of the most holy men who is God's own Amsha, Adishesha, now for 4-5 minutes. I am giving away the effect of the benefits of all these 5 minutes of satsang. That's all. Please let it stand. It stood steady. Then Adishesha studied himself. He said, what do you want? Well, we told you. We want to know the benefit of satsang. Why? You didn't get the answer now? This man offered all his meditation and tapasya and the penance which has done for 10,000 years and still the earth couldn't stand still on his head. And this man had offered the 3 minutes or 5 minutes of his satsang, he got it. And you didn't prove. What else do you want to know? That is the effect of satsang. So, you go to such satsang where all the people world have got such faith? That's all. Don't go to those people who take donations for building that building. In the olden days, the classes and Vedanta were held on the gardens. Buddha gave it in Sarnath in a garden, in the Deer Park. And Shankara used to, there were no halls arrayed, there were no garlands were taken. It was all to know all these things. Absolutely vivid to all these things. That's all. They always talked and they were in no time for any of these, peripheries and decorating them. No decoration. Straight to them. That mind was soaked with the Lord. So, the more you have your contact with anything, you will begin to have the love and faith in it. That is one of the secrets. One of my friends, he hired a house in Delhi. His wife was highly annoyed. This is the end of a road where all pigs come. Early morning when they go, the only pigs. My Lord, where have you got the house? How is it? He kept quiet. After about 5 months, when I went to her house, she was anxiously going and looking outside and coming back. I said, what's the matter? See, one of those piglets which I saw, I said, a beautiful one. It is missing. So I don't know what has happened, whether it is ill. So now she began to worry about it. She began to love it because it was daily she was seeing. So anything with which Sangha Sanjayate Kama, you go on having association with something, however ugly it may be, you will get. And here is a beautiful thing. So you think of the Lord, and every day the more you continue to think, then the love will come by itself. So a continuous thought will itself generate faith and love. This is there. And even with small faith when you start, if God feels that you are the right candidate, then He will prove to you that I am there to help you. Where all men have let you down, I am there to help you. It has happened several times in my life. Several times in my life. Just a month back, I was terrifically ill, some viral fever. I couldn't take my hand and put it aside. I didn't know what to do. I don't ask for any favor from anybody. I never even told anybody. In the morning it started. By 12:30 a man comes from Kanyangadi, quite a good distance from here, 12 hours distance. He comes from there. It is about 10 years he has seen me perhaps. So he feels, I would like to see the Swamiji a long time. He comes with a return ticket for the next day to go back. When he saw me condition, Swamiji, I am going to remain for 10 days and serve you. He went out, he cancelled his ticket, got another e-ticket purchased. For 10 days later, he sat down. Night and day he served me. So what happened? I never asked for anything. Several instances have come. In the smallest instance even. So, and that makes him dearer still to you. When such small things happen, then you say, my God is so loving. So naturally, when you see that love, then your faith grows. And all the people who saw that, their faith also grows. And even when I tell this to other people, so that is how the faith grows and prospers.
Swamiji, what about association with people who do not have faith? If you could speak briefly about the negative effect of dusanga. Satsanga is glorious, but...
Yes. I will tell you a small story. It did not be in very good taste. In the heavens, the creator Lord Brahma got the news that America was going from bad to worse. The country has no morals, and in the name of the culture, and the people are having a permissive life, and the institution, the marriage, and all these things is all gone. He got worried. But you wanted to have your real first information, your second, your real information from a reliable source. And there's a great saint who had come from the earth, who was living there. Some 10,000 years back she was in this earth. Her name was Anasuya. She was famous for her disregard for all worldly things and always thinking of the Lord, along with her husband Atri. She called Anasuya and told her, Anasuya, please go to America. Only three places you visit: Chicago, New York, and Hollywood. And yes, my report will be complete. And if I send anybody else, they will get corrupted. You are the one I can 100% believe you can never be corrupted. She said, please, with great difficulty I have come out of that world. Please don't send me to the world. Madam, you have to go. I have no choice. She gave her a very strong cell phone and she went away. Within 4 hours of her reaching Chicago, she rang up. When they speak, they don't simply say hello, and they speak in a very proper way. She said, Hari Om Brahmaji, my reverential pronouns at your feet again and again. This is Anasuya, born in Bharadvaja Gotra, the wife of the great sage Atri, and your slave. Just, this is the report I am giving to you. It is terrific. In every street there are looters. Oh my Lord. But we have got the report. Please allow me to come back. I don't want to go to New York. Madam, why are you so adamant? Come on. You will go to Chicago tomorrow. She went. The next day, by noon, he got another call. In the same way she started. Oh, Brahmaji, the most reverential creator, I, the wife of Atri, Anasuya, like that fully. And she said, Baba, New York is worse. There are political looters. There they were only common looters in the street. Here, political murders are taking place. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Brahmaji, please allow me to come back. No, madam. Only one place, that's the most important place. That Hollywood. So please, you go there. She went there. For 10 days there was no news. And one day, she suddenly got a phone call. Hi, Bummy, is Annie talking? Oh my Lord, you got the report. Oh, I'm sorry, Bummy. This place is swell. I want to bring a prototype of all these things. I think our Brahmaloka and the earth will have to be remodeled on this. Beautiful. There is nothing like Hollywood. And, you know, I'm sorry I can't spend much time with you because I'm going for a sundowner with you, Bernard, this evening.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm having a big appointment. Not only that, they are proposing a take, the history of Anasuya, keeping me there, the real Anasuya. So I think they have given, they say they will give me $20 million because I have come from the heavens. He fell almost off. He said, this is a lady I thought she will never become corrupt. Now he got all the news. So the effect of the bad satsang is immediate. So till we reach a stage where nothing can affect, a small sapling plant has to be got with the fins till it becomes a thick-stemmed tree. When once it becomes a big tree with a thick stem, then let an elephant come and rub his shoulders, nothing will happen. Till that time it has to be very careful. Even a lamb, even a sheep can just break it down. So similarly for us, in the spirituality till we go up, let us never assume, oh, I will teach him, poor fellow. So don't make the mistake of reforming anybody till you reach the highest state. That's all. You bow and go away from him. And when the time comes, the Lord will himself put you on the mission. Whether you want it or not, you will have to do it. And at that time, what happens is, there is a saint, and one gentleman is often coming to him, and always standing before him. Then one madcap came one day. He came, "Swamiji, what are you doing? This fellow is an old rogue. He always drinks. He always goes to the houses of ill fame. And you are entertaining him." The saint laughed. "I am a washerman. Washerman requires only dirty clothes. What shall he do with white clothes?" So, I am a dhobi. So that's what happens. So at this stage, automatically happens. Till that time, shun anybody who is on that, like shunning the devil.
It is. I've also heard it said that the effects of satsanga, the effects of keeping company with good association, are rather slow compared to the immediate effect of keeping bad company.
Because what happens is, our nature is divinity. Our nature is divinity means we are pure by nature. Absolutely, there is nothing, no envy, no desires for dreams or other things. Absolute discernment for the entire world, that's our nature. So, over that, for years and years and months, all the dust and impurities of lust, passion, deceit, all these things have come and they have been embedded over that. So, to take it off is more difficult. And then go to the base and then make it up, come again. All these days they have been sleeping. So awake them from this slumber, all your real nature, and then make it come up. It takes time. Why? These impurities, you know pretty well, to make yourself pure, it takes 2 hours. You have to go to the bathroom, you have to put a soap, put so many things. To make yourself clean, it takes 1 second. You go to the gutter and you will have it. So, the same thing happens here. The dirt or the impurities, they come and stick at you at no time. And these things will take time. That's it.
The problem is people lack patience.
I told you yesterday, have patience as if you are going to get the Lord after billions of years. Have the enthusiasm as if you are going to get him within 10 minutes. So that should be our attitude while doing it. Absolute patience. Let it take a number of times, any number of years. Years have nothing. This is all part of the Maya. There is no absolute time. Even Einstein has known. There is no absolute space or time. When all the objects were created out of the illusion, then naturally, in order to measure the distance they travel, the time they take, and all, the space and time was created. It is part of the creation. And somebody asked, I think Vivekananda, when was the world created? He said, what do you mean by when? When means there should be a clock. The clock was a creation. So before the creation, there is no clock. There is no when. It was a timeless, boundless entities were there. One entity was there which became many. So where is the question?
Swamiji, you wanted to talk about sannyasam versus household.
I will talk something about it. How much is essential to become a monk, to renounce the wife, to renounce the son, to renounce the position and power, to renounce your bank balance and your ATM cards, debit cards and the credit cards. Living in the midst of a house, living with family, but absolutely having no interest, having absolutely no attachment to his things. Can't he get God? This has been the perennial question which many have been putting since long. Yes. It's a bit difficult to answer because the orthodox opinion, especially of Adi Shankara, has been, yes, 90% you can progress definitely as a householder itself, but the last, not even 10%, you can get even 95%. The last 4 to 5%, you have to absolutely leave everything physically and get out, and then only it will be complete. Because with all your renunciation of all desires and all that, the desires can never be eliminated 100% till you come face to face with the Lord. Tasmin drishte parabhari. Only then the vasanas remain in a very, very small seed form. You are not even aware. See, I don't want to tell the story because most of you know that story of the jalebi, the monk. So that is why. So the ultimate vasanas can be renounced only when these are all completely taken away. You can see what is the difference between a householder and a monk. The householder lives among the family, among his property, his brothers, his sisters, has attachment to his brothers, has attachment to his father, or has hatred of his brothers, or he hates his father's brother, his uncles, and he is greedy to get more money, even by ignoring his brothers, he wants all the money. So all these things are there. But when once he becomes spiritual, what happens? The same thing happens which happens when you are asleep. Now when you are asleep, your wife is by your side, your children are on your side, and one of the children has put its foot on your tummy, and the fan is making its noise. You are sleeping. You are not aware of them. You are not aware of your the deep sleep. You are not aware of all the people around you. Not even one chami. Still, you are not aware of them. Absolutely not aware. Not to speak of them, you are not aware of your own body. Oh, your body is with you. How is it? The only thing is that means all the relationship is all mental. It's all the all emotions are all mental. With hatred or love and greed, all are simply mental modifications. So you have cut off your relationship with all the things, even though they are by your side. My brother is by my side, I have cut off all relationship, I will not talk to him, I got no ripple, neither of hatred, nor of love, I am absolutely neutral. So the same thing you are doing. At night, you have cut off your mental relationship with it. This is the real samsara. This samsara is not bad when God created a child, God created a tree. There is absolutely nothing bad. When you put a relationship saying, this tree is mine, how you bugger can come and cut it down? I am calling the police. Now that fellow gave you a slap, and then you went to the court, the case is going on for 10 years. This is all, you created the entire thing. Otherwise, they were absolutely innocent. They had nothing to do. So it is the relationship which creates. This is what Vidyananda has told. This is called the Jiva Srishti, Ishvara Srishti, the creation by the Lord, they are all innocent creations. They will not cause any problem so long as you don't establish a relationship with them. Then this is my friend, this is my enemy, this is my aunt, this is my my guru. So that creates problems tomorrow. That's all. So the thing is, you should learn to completely detach yourself. Then you can be a householder. You can live amongst all the things, amongst money, amongst your wife, amongst your children, absolutely unconcerned. Yes, you'll be doing your duties. A child falls ill. It has got a severe asthma problem. You will take it to the hospital. But you will not be anxious. Oh my Lord, please save my son. I don't know how this has happened. God, I will give 10,000 rupees for Bhikshu to Ramana Ashram. Ramana, Ramana, save my son. There's no question. That's all. So you will be there. You will do your duties absolutely unconcerned, as you will do to somebody who has fallen on the road who is unknown to you. In the same way you will. That is the type of renunciation which we have to develop as a householder. So, once we have it, and how to get that detachment when you are there. I again told you, never talk of detachment, you first talk of attachment. You get yourself attached to the Lord. Lord, I am with all my family, you get me some detachment. Lord, I want to have love for you. I would like love only you and nobody else. Slowly, slowly, slowly transfer all your love to you. Then you say, Lord, let me have no ill will towards anybody. Let me have no greed for anything. So ask for all those things. Not dramatically. Then all these things will come. The more you begin to love the Lord, the more these things will receive. Then automatically you become more than a monk. Even a monk, after now seeing children and wife, I have known several monks. For years they'll be thinking of, I don't know what my son is doing. He was a loafer in that time. Even when he was, he had a little fear for me. Now I don't know what he'll be doing. He may not be looking after my wife. You have left all and you are bothering about that. Instead of talking about God, instead of thinking of God, instead of remembering the Lord. So this is what happens. So even a monk for outsiders, you look like a monk. We don't know what is passing through his mind at all times. So all those attachments may not leave his mind so easily. For some it will be absolutely invisible. For some it will be slightly visible. For some it will be much more. I have seen practical cases of how this has happened. I don't want to mention them. So as such, the main point is, a householder can get into it somehow. Personally, I feel when you have come to 95%, 95% means you are within the gravitational pull area, jurisdiction of the Lord Himself. So you cannot escape His pull. You have to go to God, whether a monk or not, you will reach. And there have been cases of such cases. Almost all the Maharashtrian devotees, like Tukaram, like Namadev, all these people had reached the high stage. Namadev used to talk with God just like Brother Lawrence. He used to talk with God, he used to play with God. So all these people never left their house and all that. They were having all their comforts, their minimum comforts. And they did. So you have all the comforts, but you don't attach your mind to them. AC you have. But the day the AC goes off, oh my God, the AC goes away, this electricity goes away, I don't know what happens to the electricity department. Do not sweat, you should not be aware of it even. When I am sitting, whether the fan runs or not, I should be aware of it. So like that, that is the detachment you should have. So there is no harm in having that comfort, but don't get habituated to it and then be after it. Don't be greedy after it. That also becomes difficult. That is why, in most of the cases, even at that 95%, it is better, at least at that stage, at least at your late stage, to leave them all and then go to a family, a place where there can be a guru, a place where all the people are thinking of God and all the people are all either brahmacharis or sannyasis. Simply go and live in that atmosphere and then do it. Even then will come up. So, but our Adi Shankara has had a big discussion about it in his commentary on Chandogya Upanishad. There's a very big one. The opponent is asking him, Acharya, look here, there is a man who is better than a sannyasi, 100%. And why should he have sannyas? He says, no. He can be 95%. The last steps cannot be forded without the help of utter renunciation. It should be physical renunciation, not mental renunciation alone. Well, let us come to 95%, then we can discuss further. So we can say almost that a householder who is completely in that manner dedicated with faith and love and detachment, with these three, and attachment, as I told, attachment is first, detachment comes automatically. With all these four, he should definitely be able to achieve his goal, the goal of having that ineffable bliss, the perennial bliss, and which he may call the realization of the self or the Atman. So he should be able to achieve.
But it's more difficult being the householder and getting the detachment, no, Swamiji? It's more difficult being a householder and getting the detachment.
But God gives you concession and a little handicap. The point is, the rules for the monks are very, very strict. The rules for the monks are, she should not talk to the ladies, and where will the talk to the ladies go? If they can't get advice from a monk, is going up. But in those days, they were strict about it, because like in the Jains, many of them felt the ladies cannot get their moksha till they get their next birth, males form. That was the chauvinistic view. That's all. So you can't help it. But that's not so. In Jainism, no lady can get moksha. But at the same time, there are 24 gurus, they are called Tirthankaras. Out of them, the middle, there is one lady. But you see her photos and all, they are just adorned her just like other people. They are all naked. But all are similar attire only. You will not find that one is different than that. The personality of all the 24 is the same. There is the beauty of the 24 Tirthankaras. It shows that when they have gone to the highest stage, all have internally the same personality, the 100%, the divine personality. They are the very divinity which is glowing through every pore of their body, including their face. Yes, I agree. The facilities which a monk gets, because he has got always that atmosphere. While being a householder, you have to be at the job. Your bosses may come to your house and they'll be talking shop. And your colleagues may come and they'll be talking shop. And you actually, you will have to go to the market, then bargain things. So, things which are reprehensible to a man who is to go on the spiritual path, you have to do in the interest of your daily life there. Unless you manage to get out of it by a strong willpower, it can be done. It's not impossible. There's nothing impossible. As those people did, after all, people like Tukaram had two wives. And in spite of it, he never left the Lord Vitthal, the Lord Krishna. He was worshipping. One day his wife got angry. There is no food. She went and she put a big rock at the feet of Rukmini, the consort of Lord Krishna. Even that happened. Nothing that would. He only wept. Mother, I should cost me a lot of for you. And helpless mother, he only gave me the two eyes. And with this temper, what did I know? So that's what happened.
But then what happened to the poor wife, Swamiji?
Ultimately, you see, living in the company of the suffering, it has got its effect. And everybody became okay. Even Socrates, as I told you, he was a man who was always talking about the ultimate thing. He was standing in the market. He would be asking, hey, where are you going? I'm going to the market. What for? What for? To purchase vegetables. I'm sorry, what for are you purchasing vegetables? What a man? To eat. What do you want to eat, sir? Are you a fool or what are you? Why should we be? We want to live. Where do you live? No stuff. Where do you live? You can't say to eat. So, stuck up. Thus, he used to insist. incite the people to think to do the vichara marga, vijnana marga. His wife never believed in it. They used to call them loafers and vagabonds. So when they used to come and sit in the office, from the terrace, in between there is an open place. So they'll be sitting there, you know. From there, she will fill up baltis of water, put kaugan in it, put them on, and pour them on all of them. And when he puts food, he says, she was first abusing them, all loafers, all vagabonds. Then when she does it, coolly Socrates will say, up to now thunder and now rain. Then ultimately the king put him in the jail for his wrong, saying that I am God. And his friends, they managed to bribe on, and at night 12 o'clock they arranged for a horse so he can run to Athens. They told him, sir, you be ready, at 12 o'clock this will come, all these people will be out, you can go, sir. No, I cannot flee away from truth. My truth is standby. If I flee away, that means I'm a coward. I don't stand for my truth. Let them do anything to me. They go and tell his wife. Then his wife comes running. Oh, Socrates, how is it that you never revealed you are such a great man? Madam, I became great because of you. So, those were the people who lived as a householder, and 100% they reached the state. He never took any sannyas. So, this sannyas was never there at all initially, for your information. See, the first dictionary in Sanskrit, which is a dictionary of synonyms, there is no dictionary called what is the meaning. They will find Parvata, Giri, Achala, they will give the synonyms of all Parvatas. Like that it was there, Ajara, Amara, see, Devatas. So they will give all the other. In that, there is no word sannyasi, there is no word yeti. The words are about Mauni and all that, there is no mention of this. The Vedas, in the earlier period, they don't mention about it. The last portion of the Vedas, when the Upanishads came, then Yajnavalkya tells his wife, he has got two wives, so he tells her, one is a villager, the other one is a more culture. He tells her, here I am giving you all the property you have. He has earned Rama's lot of wealth. In those days, to possess a number of cows was used to be considered as well. He had millions and millions of cows. He said, I'm giving it all to you. You share it with your co-wife, with your colleague. She asked, you are going away, leaving everything. The wording is, he goes away for good. There's no mission, sannyas. But all the great people interpreted that he was the first sannyas. And early on, the word sannyasi was not. All the maharishis with wives and 100 children, 200 children, they were all very potent, very strong. So, Vasishtha had 100 children, and he has written Yoga Vasishtha, control of mind. So, that's all for us. That is the thing. No, no, he was a great man, he was only joking. That's not. He's a great man. So, earlier days, all were only household there. And they could thoroughly devote themselves to God because they had no responsibility for yearning because all the trees was there. And they used to have small areas of land, they used to cultivate it. And they could take it from anywhere. There is no in those days saying, this is mine, that is mine, register it. There is nothing like that. So out of mutual distinct, they used to take, this is mine, this is mine. Just whatever is required for them. And some days they had no paddy, they would only take vegetables. They were not particular, there should be one tomato soup, then there should be one this thing, and one liquid vegetable, and one solid vegetable. So none of these things they were prepared with anything. So their concentration was only in the Lord. So even with the wives, even with all these distractions, they were absolutely able to do their meditation. Yes, in the initial days, most of them were believed in a lot of ritualistic factor, but many of them, like Vasishtha and all, they have done their tapasya. And by doing the tapasya, they have gone to the highest stage of Jivanuktas. How? In latest quantum physics, there is a normal wire, the electric wire. If you take a big magnet towards it, from the magnet, even before touching it, there is a lot of rays coming. They are called photons. The negative electrons which are coming out, they are called the photons. They go and attack. Then immediately the electrons inside that, which are supposed to be the army safeguarding that entire wire, they go here and there and run away. They are weak. Then, if you want to reduce the temperature of the wire to 0 degrees absolute, absolutely the freezing point, that is called 273.16 degrees centigrade. That is called the absolute zero. So if you reduce it, it becomes perfect. It becomes a full fringicide. It becomes a jivanmukta. We call it a superconductor. Superconductor is the same as a jivanmukta of the highest order. Then what happens? If you bring a big magnet towards it, the wire, it has now become a superconductor. So when you become a jivanmukta, what is the first indication? You know everything. You have become Sarvajna. So he knows, even before it comes anywhere near, that fellow is coming to attack. And with how much of force is coming? 50 dimes, 60 dimes. Dimes is the unit of force. So it knows. Then number two, it has got a creative ability. Immediately. So immediately, to all the electrons on its side, it endows them each with 50 dimes. Now, when the photon comes and attacks at one place, exactly equal, it repels. Then it goes to the next spot, again it has got 50 dimes, repels. Like that it goes around it. And finally when it comes to the last, it gets exhausted and is over. So, any amount of outside, any attack which comes, the superconductor remains quiet and nothing can happen. That was Vasishtha. When Vishwamitra wanted to take away his cow, so he fights with him. He puts all sorts of weapons and other things on him. He simply sits like this, that's all. And all the weapons come round on him and then do namaskar. This is the story which I read when I was 10 years old. This is the story of the superconductor, which was not known in those days. This is the latest innovation for the last 15 years, 20 years. So that's what happens. So they become that. So when they can reach the stage there, how can we say that householders cannot reach? All householders can reach. It requires the willpower, persistence, perseverance, faith, love, and detachment with the world by a strong attachment.